Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of the station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. Thank God, Dominic. How you doing, little buddy?
Crudy, I am fine. Good to be with you. Fancy Brian back on the board in the studio today. Evan as well. Our fair audience. Happy, happy Friday. It's been a long week, man.
Well, it's been a long week in Brian's absence. Back from the Big Apple. How was it, big fella?
It was awesome. I got to see a family reunion, a family I haven't seen in about a decade almost altogether.
Like your family, right?
Basically.
Or did you crash? You go crash someone else's family?
I crashed my own family. It's my dad's side. They're all in Long Island, New York, and well, there's no resentment. Like, we haven't hung around with each other enough to actually build up resentment, so it was really cool. All the things that we would normally hate each other about years from now are now down to just, oh, that's interesting and cute. It's cool.
Do they nice. Hate Welcome you because back. You're a Patriots fan?
Probably that plus a bunch of other things too. There was, but it was fun. We drank to excess and nobody got crazy. I also, on the way over there, I got recognized on the plane.
Ooh, big shot!
Walking down the aisle, Mary from Kenosha goes, "Are you Fancy Brian from the Devil's Advocates?" And I tell you, Amy and Darby were so excited about it, and I did not know what to do with myself because I like. Honestly, it was the last thing. Like, if you told me that was going to happen, whatever. It totally messed my mind up. I had no idea what was going on. I was like, "Wow, hi, great, awesome."
Here's what I recommend. I like to wear a Badger hat or some sort of Homer sports team hat. You know, when I'm on the radio, when I'm the public, Crudy has a hat on. And then if you want to go out, you know. Covertly, if you want to, you know, fly under the radar, I just take the hat off. Nobody recognizes me then.
Being the size that I am, it's really hard for me to fly under the radar. It's actually really hard for me to fly, period, which is why I was completely obsessed with sitting by the aisle seat or the window seat so I can have that extra inch or so with the window. And I flew JetBlue. By the way, I can't recommend that highly enough. I got 4 inches in front. 4 inches in front of my knees. I actually had room to move. But I was sitting there in my pajamas because I'm huge and I don't want a belt buckle while I'm crunched up in the side. So I'm like in my pajamas and I'm disheveled and I'm squeezed. Did and just, hi, Fancy Brian. I'm like, hi. Yeah. Hi. It's so weird. It was awesome, though. She's great. Awesome people.
Well, that's cool. It's a great story. Evan, you got a great story for us?
Hell no.
I'll put you down free. Hell no.
Hell
Evan,
no.
Lightly screening your calls here. 844-967-2789. Just don't waste the man's time telling stories. But gentlemen. And I use that term loosely around here. There are some big, big, possible, probable breaking news at the Journal Sentinel, the headline, the RNC MKE 2024. It's semi-official. Milwaukee will host the Republican National Convention in 2024. Suck at Joe Biden, right? That's the ultimate troll to the DNC and the fact that they didn't actually come to Milwaukee. And once again, Crudy has been proven to be correct because I predicted this like 2 years ago.
Great. We get to see the Proud Boys and all the right-wing nationalists marching down the street. It will be glorious. Boo! Well, I object. I object, Your Honor.
Well, here's the good news. You won't have to get in an airplane and fly to Nashville because the party's coming to us, Dom.
Is
it? We will be
a party?
The center of the political universe.
We went to Cleveland, man. That was not a party.
The Winkin' Lizard where we were at, That was a party, man. The well, corner of the bar right at. There in the glass.
In our immediate surrounding. Yeah, certainly that's always a party. But Cleveland was dull.
Not say where it with we me. Were at.
Was like Cleveland dull? Was I mean, come on. After that convention, we went out. And it's, you know, in Cleveland. Beautiful
well, we
city.
Were the life of the party.
And we went that. After that convention, which was very super weird and strange. We went out, and there's a stage and a bunch of bars and tents set up.
Oh,
and
you
bands
mean
playing.
After Trump accepted the nomination?
Yes, yes, when everybody should be partying.
Acceptance speech of all time. Yeah, I remember we were in the room. The balloons, we were just above where the balloons dropped from.
We walked in with Dog the Bounty Hunter, your buddy. And after
no, you're
that,
mixing up events, Tom. You're talking about the inauguration. We're talking
oh,
about
sorry.
The nomination.
Yeah, they all blend together. You're right. You're right. My bad.
You and
my
your
bad.
Memory.
Yeah, you know how.
No,
it is.
we were smoking copiously and drinking heavily up there in the rafters, if I recall, Tom. So I can see why you might be a little blurry.
When but we got point, done with that convention, Curry, we walked out. It's between what the football field or the basketball field, the baseball field, something like that, right?
Yeah, and, it was between and, Quicken's Field, Quicken's Loan Stadium, and Jacobs Field in Cleveland. There was a party area with a band stage and a band, and the band was damn good.
And two or three people dancing. That
well,
was
including us.
It was so dull. It was terrible. And people were depressed walking out because they just selected the worst human being ever to be their candidate. And we're, of course, still live with those ramifications today. And if Crudy's right, that same person will be darkening the doors of the beautiful city of Milwaukee on Lake Michigan in Wisconsin. I am not looking forward to the white nationalists coming to town, man. It's going to be problematic. Well, we saw the last time they collected in D.C. See how that went.
You know, but we were also in Cleveland, Dom, and I don't know why you're making such a big deal. Now, for my birthday this year, you gave me back my gas mask. And as, you know, credentialed media by the Secret Service, we had to go through a special credentialing process for the RNC and the DNC in 2016. As fate would have it, we thought we're all credentialed up for the DNC coming to Milwaukee in 2020. Didn't work out for us, but we were there. We were at both parties. And certainly the Democratic Party was much more of a party. I mean, Philly was rocking and rolling.
Yeah, Philly was fun.
It was a hell of a lot of fun. And I have no doubt the Republicans don't party like the Democrats partied. But I got to tell you, Dom, for pure commerce reasons and selfish reasons as well, Dom, because we will get to be at the center of the political universe. Now, I'd have loved to gone down to Nashville and partied for the week and found a cool honky tonk bar to broadcast from somewhere outside the green zone. And, you know, I'm quite interested. You know, the Republicans claim they're coming to Milwaukee, but the last time Trump claimed he was in Milwaukee, he was in Waukesha County, right?
Yep.
So perhaps it will be a Waukesha convention out by the Shaw somewhere, and that could play right into our hands.
It certainly could. I am not looking forward to the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers. What's a new one that have been very active lately? The Patriot Front Group. You know, these guys with their khakis and their white masks. I mean, what are you expecting, man? I mean, do you really think? And we saw how Cleveland was shut down. I mean, ask any of the bar
but
owners around there how things.
Dude.
Yeah, but wasn't Philadelphia? I mean, I haven't seen the funding. I know when they looked at the city of Milwaukee and they looked at what the economic impact, quote unquote, will be, they compared it to Cleveland. But, you know, a lot of the business owners we talked to in Cleveland weren't real down with what was going on. The way the Secret Service funneled everybody through, it worked out for us at the Wink and Lizard, but a lot of places are shut out, and it's an inconvenience. Now, is there going to be $200 or more million dollars of quote-unquote economic impact?
The Lizard.
I mean, perhaps. We'll see.
Well, what I would say is the city of Cleveland, I believe, pointed to the hosting of that convention and said it opened the door to more bigger events. And ultimately, as a Chamber of Commerce event, you know, I don't care whose convention it is. Prefer if it had been the Dems in 2020 when I had a, you know, a little radio station in Milwaukee. But
sure,
I am.
You don't care, really? I mean, so you're okay if the Nazi convention comes to town?
I was going to both. I'm going either
this
way.
This is what I'm telling you. But of course it matters. Doesn't it
you
matter?
You know how much money I'm going to save on hotel rooms?
Does it matter who comes to town? I mean, I understand everyone's business. But if you're going to let one Nazi in the door, then that's going to cause other Nazis to come in the door. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, who's coming absolutely matters. Who's checked your cashing absolutely matters, Crudy.
Are you calling me a whore? Are you saying I'm in this?
I'm saying that when you talk about economic impact and groups and organizations coming to town and having conventions, I think it does matter who is having what convention. Yes,
the downtown area of Milwaukee will be very, very safe. And for all your histrionics, there's not going to be Proud Boy marches in the streets. There will not be. There might be a First Amendment assembly area, some park somewhere where they can go way, way, way away from the convention center, kind of like Cleveland. But, man, we didn't see tear gas. We didn't see any substantial violence.
Different world, man. That was a long time ago.
Oh, really? It was yes, the same really. Damn party and the same damn convention.
Is it? Dude. Is it the same party? Are you telling me that this party right now is the same party in 2016?
Did they not embrace and make Trump their leader in that year?
They did. And you believe that this is the same party from 2016, man? I don't think it is. I mean, maybe Trump just gave them permission to be who they always have really been. Yes. I preferred when the veil was up. At least they pretended to be a little nicer. But this party and their supporters tried to overthrow the government. And these Republicans still support the big lie. And they're going to come to this town and they're going to put all that BS out there. And we're going to have to listen to it. And I have a problem with that.
Okay, I hear you whining, but if all those sayings come to pass, shouldn't Milwaukeeans, shouldn't the businesses that did not benefit from the DNC in 2020, shouldn't they benefit financially from this event? And wouldn't it be great if it did open the door to other big events? I mean, that is the hope. You know, the placement of the DNC probably proved to the RNC that the city of Milwaukee could pull its act together and host a convention. And you know what? They're going to have 50,000 people and perhaps $200 million in economic activity. And you're what? Oh, it's the wrong color money? It's not green? I mean, because I've talked to the county executive and I believe talked to the newly elected mayor. And I got to tell you, they were all down for this. The Common Council voted for this unanimously. So they're cheering for Milwaukee, man. I don't know what sides you're on. I get it. You don't like the Proud Boys. You don't like the Republicans. But their cash is green.
The Proud Boys are the Republicans, Crudy. And you want to cash Proud Boy money, man, you knock yourself out. There's always a deal with the devil, and you're going to pay at some point.
Come on, man. You're acting all crazy now.
God,
when did you
real,
ever
man.
Not? If Donald Trump bought you a tequila right now, you'd drink it. Come back. More devils.
Would want us to go to Milwaukee.
Sign on with the devil.